Ave Maria, welcome back to No Apologies. As we continue our Eucharistic series, today we're going to move away from John chapter 6, where our Lord taught about the Eucharist, and we're going to take a look now at the Last Supper, where he fulfilled that promise by instituting the Eucharist. Now the Last Supper is recorded by St. Matthew, St. Mark, and St. Luke, and all of them being very clear, we'll just read from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 through 28. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." So our Lord's words are straightforward and they're declarative. This is my body, this is my blood. If we look closely, we see that our Lord, in the Last Supper accounts, actually equates the body and blood that he gives to the apostles in the Eucharist with the body and blood which he is about to give to all on Calvary. In the Gospel of Matthew, which we just read, he equates the blood of the Eucharist with the blood which is about to be poured out. In verse 28, "For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." If we go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 19, we see our Lord does the same thing with the body of the Eucharist. "And he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you.'" So the body and the blood, which is declared and which is given to the apostles here at the Last Supper, is the exact same body and blood which is about to be sacrificed on Calvary. And here at the Last Supper, we also want to recall the Old Testament prefigurement of the Eucharist, the Paschal Lamb. We remember that in Egypt, the Lamb was to be slain and it was also to be eaten in order to fulfill God's word and to share in the promise of life that he gave to the Israelites. Well, now the true Lamb of God, our Paschal Lamb, fulfills that requirement by instituting the Eucharist. And by consuming the true Lamb of God in the Eucharist, we also share in the promises which he has given us, life everlasting, that he will raise us up on the last day. So how can Jesus give himself to the apostles in the Eucharist and be present still in the room? And how can he be present in every tabernacle, in every Catholic church in the world? First of all, we answer with the angel Gabriel that nothing's impossible with God. He's present at the Last Supper in a natural way, and he's also present at the Last Supper under the appearance of bread and wine in a sacramental way. Just because we can't fully understand it doesn't give us a reason to doubt it. And if we remember that he prepared his disciples for the teaching of the Eucharist by performing the miracle of the loaves and the fishes just the day before, if he can multiply things then, why can't he do the same thing here? We ask, how can there be three distinct persons in just one God? And yet all Christians believe that mystery. And we believe it because we believe Christ's word. Christ is God, and so we believe in his authoritative word. He said, "Baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." And so I make an act of faith, and I believe in the Trinity, even though I can't fully comprehend it. So the same is true with the Eucharist. I make an act of faith in his words, "This is my body, this is my blood," and I believe it, even though I can't fully comprehend it. So thanks for joining me here on No Apologies. Ave Maria.